From the Life of the Prophet Joseph Smith, The Prophet's Voice. When Joseph Smith spoke to a congregation, the people listened. He held their attention for hours at a time, and often the children preferred to listen to the prophet rather than to play. Joseph would often speak outside so that more people could hear him. On one such day in Nauvoo, a heavy wind and storm came up in the middle of his preaching.
"This dust is so thick, I can't see anything.
Let's go home before it gets worse."
Joseph called out to those who were leaving.
"Let everyone pray to the Almighty God that the winds and the rain might cease, and it shall be so."
"Oh, Father, bless that the wind and the rain will cease."
After several minutes, the storm divided. The bushes and trees on either side of the group were waving in the wind, but there was calm where Joseph spoke.
"Now, brothers and sisters, I would like to speak to you about some important truths."
An hour later, the prophet concluded, and the storm returned.
"Return quickly to your homes and think about what I have said."
"Hurry, children."
Joseph's preaching and the way of living were so powerful that many bore strong testimonies of the truth of the gospel and of Joseph's calling as the prophet.
"I know him to be what he professed to be, a true prophet of God."
"He was a true prophet of the living God. And the more I heard his sayings and saw his doings, the more I was convinced."
Today, the prophet Joseph Smith is still remembered by millions around the world who know he was called of God to restore the gospel of Jesus Christ to the earth. Adapted from teachings of presidents of the church, Joseph Smith, Melchizedek Priesthood and Relief Society Course of Study, 2007, pages 493 through 496. End of the article, From the Life of the Prophet Joseph Smith, The Prophet's Voice.